Here's our longtime NFLer, NFL analyst from FS1. My understanding is new dad as well. Well, he's been a dad before, but he just had a baby girl this morning. Is this fake news, Marcellus Wiley? Is this true? You just had a kid today or what?
Well, a part of it's fake. It's latergram, as the kids call it. That means we posted later than it occurred.
So, okay.
It happened on Friday night at 7:40, but then you're just caught up in the moment, loving her. You're in the hospital recovery. So we didn't post her this morning, but she came out Friday night, 7:40.
Okay, cool. Well,
congrats.
Well, congratulations. And that would have been incredible. If it happened this morning and you still came out with us three bozos, that would be amazing dedication.
I should have ran with that.
Yes.
Yeah, I should have ran with that narrative. That sounds better.
That would have been outstanding. I feel like we've been doing this for 15 years. You know, this idea of, do we appreciate the Patriots? Are we bored of the Patriots? Well, they're going. They're going to their third straight Super Bowl, fourth in the last 5 years. How do you feel about that storyline alone, that the Pats have done it again?
I'm a big fan of dynasties. You know, going back to the school days when your teacher said, anyone could get an A in this class, but it's harder to keep it. And, you know, greatness, excellence, that's one thing, but the consistent excellence and the dynastic performances we see from the Patriots, I mean, you run out of words, you run out of superlatives, you just sound like everyone else, and yeah, they're amazing, what else? And I have to give credit to Belichick, obviously, for the scheme, the mentality, the culture, but even more credit to Tom Brady for being the best sheriff he could ever have in terms of enforcing that same culture and that mindset, that preparation is separation. And this team always comes prepared. They never beat themselves. They make luck occur, and they're always opportunistic. And it's just amazing that no matter who you put out there in terms of talent, and the talent level certainly is lesser there than it is with other organizations, they find a way. So you just look at them and just tip your hat and say, here we go again. And it's to your detriment, to your failure and doom if you bet against them, boys, because here they come.
More important weapon for Brady, is it Gronkowski or Edelman?
Edelman. Gronkowski certainly has been doing amazing things in the run game, but in terms of pass reception, he's a shell of himself because of the injuries, and I don't know if it's age and injuries, but certainly he needs a good offseason, a full focus to regenerate himself and re-energize himself, because they're able to control him a lot more in the passing game than ever before. But Edelman, he's hard to deal with, man. He's always got those option routes, especially across the middle of the coverage, short intermediate. Very difficult to deal with. Clutch, always there, dependable. And it's funny, here's a fun fact about Julian Edelman I heard, that he has run the fastest tee time ever in combine history. So for people who don't know what a tee time is, it's basically the cone drill going side to side. So in short space burst in a phone booth, supposedly, Julian Edelman is the fastest we ever seen on the football field. It certainly shows every time you see him play.
Is a team going to hire Romo as like the guy that predicts the plays? Because apparently he just predicts every play. So if you're a team that's going to face the Patriots and they're going to be the nemesis, why not hire Romo? This guy is just magic in the booth, isn't he?
Oh, I love Romo. I mean, it's at the point that when I turn on a game and I'm like, oh, I hear his voice and I get excited. I'm like, oh, Romo's doing the game. I'm pumped. Yeah, because I know I'm going to get more than the standard operation. Look, Romo's amazing what he does. Quarterbacks are geniuses, even the sorry ones. They have to know what 11 players are doing on their side of the ball, including themselves. And then they have to know what the defense is doing pre-snap, post-snap. Quarterbacks are just geniuses. They have to know the game of football backwards. And then you add to the fact that he was going against a very vanilla defense. And Bob Sutton, I don't like to call for guys' heads, but at the same time, they need a new coordinator in Kansas City. They fixed that defense. They're number one in sacks, but they're 31st in defense, total defense. That's insane. That should never be the case. New defensive coordinator, and I think this is a Super Bowl winning team next year.
Marcel, it's just a quick follow-up on Romo. Like, is he basically just like blank checking it from here on? Because everyone is just in love with this guy right now. I don't know what his contract is, but it's like all the talk on Twitter, half was about both the games. The other half is about how awesome Romo is.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly has changed the game. He revolutionized the color commentary booth in terms of that analysis and the latitude you get. I remember when he first started, people were hating him because he's calling out the plays. He's too excited. But he's actually not only watching the games with the same energy and spirit you are at the sports bar and at home, but he's giving you expert energy, analysis, and genius, which is taking it to another place. Instead of just saying, in the locker room, every guy is buying in, or just telling you generic cliches, he's actually giving you the pure, uncut dope. And that's why I love him, because he's saying it like a former player and like a guy who's been out there before, but he's giving you, like, coaching through that process, man. No one's like Romo, and I swear by him as well. I love him.
With Marcellus Wiley, a lot of former players, current players can be superstitious, believe in karma. We had this discussion in the previous hours. Todd Gurley kind of messing with the football gods, posting on Instagram, you know, the whole picture of the Photoshop picture of him and the ref exchanging jerseys and kind of exposing that, yeah, we got lucky there, but we're also going to kind of bring it up and mock it and laugh about it. How did you feel about Gurley kind of doing that and the play in general, the missed call, which was egregious, and everyone knows that it should have been called?
Yeah, I love him owning it. You know, the elephant in the room, like, just jump on it. You know, try and ride the elephant instead of trying to walk around it and get stepped on. And we all know that if that call was made, that game was pretty much over, and the Saints advanced. It was a horrible call in terms of one or two penalties, if not both penalties should have been called, right? Like, head-to-head contact or at least call the pass interference, you can call both of them. But don't call nothing. Like, something just happened, and we all know it. And we're like, wait a minute. We've all watched too much football to say nothing just happened. And there have been many times you watch football, and you're like, nothing did happen, and they call it. So that's what makes it more egregious than anything. But these are the breaks. Football is always a combination of great plays, bad plays, great calls and bad calls. Every single game I've ever been a part of, some of them are not highlighted like that, but there's always a bad call, there's always a no call, there's always a great call, and you just got to roll with the punches.
How would you feel about penalties being, you know, challengeable by the coaching staff? How would you feel about that rule change if it happens?
You know, my thing is, I want to change how the system works. I'm not into reviewable, all plays are reviewable, and expand and replay, only if they do it this way. As soon as the referee throws the flag, somehow there's a sensor that goes to New York in the replay booth, and immediately they're saying yes or no to what that flag is on. So somehow, some way, the communication is that's a flag for PI. And instead of us sitting at home waiting for them to go under a booth or and under a monitor and reading it, we don't need all that time wasted. Simply, New York says yes or no, and we go forward. If it was streamlined like that, I could buy in. But there's a holding call on every play in the trenches. If we're going to go with pass interference to make it reviewable, then we're going to go to holding. Then where are we going to stop? We open up Pandora's box. So for that reason, I say let's not expand it unless we streamline it and expanded technology as well.
Great stuff, man. Congrats on the news from Friday as well. Enjoy it, and we'll do it again next Monday. We'll really start teeing up the Super Bowl.
Oh, look forward to it, guys. Appreciate you, too. Thanks, man.
There he is, Marcellus Wiley, long-time NFLer.